Good morning, it's Tuesday, January 11th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our new e-edition product. Tacoma now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Now on with today's top stories. Expect cloudy with rain that could add up to an inch throughout the day. Temperatures will be a high of 51 degrees and a low of 49 degrees. The Tacoma Pierce County Health Department and Pierce County are operating multiple COVID-19 testing sites. Options are available for drive-through, walk-up and take-home tests. Starting today, the county is opening a new drive-through testing site at Spanaway Park. Also today, the testing site at the Washington State Fair Bronze Lot in Puyallup reopens. It closed yesterday around 12:30 after reaching capacity. Some testing sites are available by appointment only. Check the health department's website for a full list of testing locations. A Gig Harbor-based developer will soon start taking cryptocurrency as payment for its real estate. Harbor Custom Development Incorporated said in a news release that it will accept, quote, digital currencies as payment for its listed land, developed lots, residential homes, condominiums, and apartments in the company's operating markets in Washington, California, Texas, and Florida beginning January 24, 2022, end quote. Harbor Custom has a handful of projects happening around the Puget Sound area, such as Belfair, Bremerton, Olympia, and Yelm. In Tacoma, there are also 80 condominiums under construction. When Tacoma voters approved a sales tax increase in 2018 to support the arts, they didn't know a global pandemic would later strike. Tacoma Creates is Washington State's first voter-approved cultural access program. It started distributing funding around the time COVID-19 cases began growing in early 2020 and most cultural organizations paused their regular programming. The funding helped organizations transition to virtual programs and explore new options during a hard economic time. Tacoma Creates supported more than 400 programs and events. It's funded by a 0.1% sales tax increase, or 1 cent for every $10 spent. Money collected during a program year, typically between July and June, funds the following program year. The tax is up for a renewal by Tacoma voters in 2025. Investigators are looking into what sparked a fire at a tire shop in Tacoma. The Tacoma Fire Department was called to the scene yesterday about 7:20 a.m. for an exterior fire in the 1000 block of North Pearl Street. When firefighters arrived, they found a pile of tires burning outside that threatened the building. Crews closed North 11th Street so they could bring a water supply line from a hydrant across the street. Drivers were asked to find alternate routes and police were called to assist with traffic. Crews extinguished the fire in less than an hour. Light smoke was found inside the building, but the fire didn't spread. One of the most accomplished running backs in NFL history says his short experience with the Seahawks is the best of his legendary career. Adrian Peterson can count 7 teams over 15 seasons. The 36-year-old future Hall of Famer played in 184 regular season games plus 5 playoff games. He played in just one game with the Seahawks. A lower back injury sidelined him the final 5 games of the season. He spent only one of his 176 months in the league with Seattle after signing onto its practice squad December 1. The day after the Hawks' upset win over Arizona, Peterson said, quote, "You know, I've been blessed to play with a lot of different organizations. I can say this is definitely, probably, the best experience I've had. From ownership on down to the cafeteria. It's good people." End quote. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit dntoffers.com to sign up. Have a great day!